Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about winters can be a big problem for your heavy equipment. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to my website at www.heavyequipmentguy.com. And now, here we go on to the podcast. Extreme climate changes can pose real big problems to almost any type of business. When people face difficulties to move from one place to another due to extreme weather, it does have a larger impact on the smooth functioning of your business as well. As a matter of fact, you will not find much of an alternative to crack the problem. Hot summers are still manageable, but heavy monsoons and chill winters are almost unacceptable for most of the industries. And if we talk specifically about the construction, then the monsoons and winters are the biggest enemies of all. If it rains heavy, then there is a problem with the transportation of materials, and substantially you can't even work on the existing project. So it puts you back. You know, just like anything else, it's all about production. Winters can have havoc on your equipment. Winters do not affect the project directly, but it plays a bigger role in hampering your work by attacking heavy equipment. Thus, the productivity of heavy equipment takes a big hit, and you take a hit on your business. Before the arrival of winter, you should be prepared to do some basic repair work on your heavy equipment. Your machine does go through a lot during all winters and still is performed. So it becomes very crucial for you to ensure the needs of your machine never go untended. With the onset of the winter and the oil gets tough, which blocks the flow while you start your engine. This has been a major problem for every operator. At times, it takes over an hour for the operator just to start the machine. Other than that, there are many other complications that come into the arrival of the winter. Experts believe that the heavy equipment that are regularly serviced and are well-maintained do not give a tough time to the operators during the winter, but the ones that are not serviced at regular intervals are bound to cause problems. So, number one, take help of a mechanic. Firstly, it's important to keep the heavy equipment well-maintained. So keep track of the days when you service the machine. Also ensure that you do not delay the service date for the upcoming month. It has been observed that you perhaps think to delay it by a day or two, but you can eventually end up delaying it more than a week. This absolutely is not healthy for any heavy equipment and is thereby weakening the machine from the inside. Before the winter arrives, you should take help of a mechanic and ask him to inspect the machine. If they find any flaws with it, ask them to get it fixed, even if it requires replacing the important parts of the machine. Give you very clear instructions to the mechanic that you want the heavy equipment to work like it always does during the winter. And lastly, take help of the user manual. Heavy equipment before start of a problem gives signals. If you fail to comprehend those signals, take help of the user manual and check what does the signals are for and what you need to do if it throws some kind of signals. The user manual usually talks about the care that you should take, and going by the book, you really strengthen the life of the machine and also keep it running during the winters. Again, you know, make sure you take care of your equipment at any time. Doesn't matter if winter, summer, or anything. Always give it an oil change. Do your preventive maintenance. Again, if you got any questions, give me a jingle. 817-733-3799. Thank you and God bless.